What's up, guys? We are back with another episode of The Lessons I've Learned. This time, we're going to be talking about discipline. I know if you guys saw my story, I was like choosing between self-acceptance and perfectionism, but I've been literally practicing discipline for so long and I finally got the end result of something. So I'm going to fucking talk about discipline. That shit can wait. Those two, they'll come later, promise. So discipline, and people here, especially in this day and age where it's like, oh, you had to have discipline. You got to have, yes, to an extent, yes, you do. But people, a lot of people view discipline as like something that's unpleasant or a punishment for something. And it's viewed as like harsh, which then reinforces the belief of whether or not you can do something. And I kind of want to change that for you guys. I kind of want to give you a different perspective, a little inside look into my mind and how I view it, and hopefully change your view of how you view discipline if you view it in a negative way, or just give you some sort of, you know, perspective shift. So let's jump into it. So let's start with the basics. Like, what do we actually mean when we say or when we talk about discipline? And to be blunt, it's doing shit when you don't want to fucking do it. That's pretty much it. It's plain and simple. But it's like, what is the outcome of doing shit when you don't want to do it? What is that making you turn into? What is that making you become? Who is that turning you into? Is that getting you, you know, closer towards the end goal? Is it just, you know, just for pissing you off? Is there some sort of end result or some sort of benefit from partaking in this thing called discipline? And the answer is yes. Like, being disciplined, and I can say this like from experience, like being disciplined, quite literally, I honestly feel like it's so painful because naturally humans are lazy. We always try to find the path of least resistance, and, you know, doing things whenever we feel like it and not necessarily when we don't want to. We do it on our own terms when we feel good and when we feel, you know, jolly and motivated and stuff like that. And if you honestly think about it, if you were to only do things whenever you felt the motivation to do so or the happy mood to do so, it would either take you 10 times longer or you may not have gotten to the end results or gotten to that destination at all, based solely on whether or not you only acted when you were in a good mood or a positive mood or a motivated state per se. Like, being disciplined, I feel like it's so painful and so egregious and so exhausting because, and painful to be honest, because it's literally making you become someone that you have not been before. It's literally killing the old version of yourself in order to create the version that you need to become in order to, you know, achieve the goals that you want to achieve or reach the destinations that you want to reach. And, you know, that could be, you know, losing weight, that could be gaining weight, that could be, you know, building a business, personal development, you know, studying for getting your degree, whatever the case may be, anything that has to do with partaking in consistent action or consistent long-term steps in order to get to that end result that's so far down the line is going to tear you a new one, because it is going to force you to do things when you don't want to do it and create a whole entire version of yourself that you have not been before. And motivation comes and goes, but discipline is consistent and reliable, which is what is needed to attain certain and specific goals. And to circle back on the statement I said earlier, where it's like a lot of people think that discipline is a punishment or viewed as something unpleasant, in reality, it's honestly the opposite, because discipline is quite literally the path to freedom. Not, I mean, it's not, you know, 100% guaranteed, but it's not about the end goal. It's about becoming the person you need to become in order to reach that end goal. So it's like, whether or not you reach that end goal or not, you partaking in discipline gave you or created a new version of yourself with new characteristics and capabilities that you did not have before that, which then you can turn around and get to that end result anyway, because you've been able to gain all this experience or all of these new abilities and capabilities through acting and discipline, which will get you that end result, regardless of whether or not specifically taking the steps that you created in the beginning. And I always like to say this to my clients when I'm training them, motivation is the byproduct of discipline. Because, like I was saying, motivation comes and goes. It's almost involuntary. Like, we don't necessarily always get to choose when we're motivated. Like, some days you just wake up and like you're just like, well, shit, I don't fucking feel like doing this. Or some days you wake up and you're like, oh, shit, I'm in a good mood. And like that kind of fluctuates. You can't really determine whether or not you're going to wake up on the right side of the bed, you know, the wrong side of the bed or whatever. It just happens. And yes, you can be, you know, in a good place where you wake up consistently in a good mood, and you can be in a place where you consistently wake up in a bad mood. But I'm saying is motivation is not consistent, as you've just heard. It is very much, you know, wishy-washy, and it comes and goes. But discipline, on the other hand, the one thing that I've seen to create or output consistent motivation or consistent, you know, motivational frequencies or tendencies, if you will, is through discipline. Because the more times you do things when you don't want to do them, it builds a stronger sense of self-efficacy and self-respect. Because when you look back and you were like, damn, I really did not want to go to the gym today because I was so tired, but I did that anyway, that just goes to show how strong I am and how I'm able to fight back on the urges of me not wanting to do something when I don't want to do it. And you did it anyway. And if you do that enough times, you will start to build motivation or gain motivation, because you are no longer at mercy to whether or not you do things based on when you feel like it. You know you are strong enough to do things regardless of whether or not you want to do it, and you can set something in stone, make a plan, and follow it regardless of whether or not you feel like it or not. You gain more self-respect, which then creates more motivation to keep going, because you're able to fight the urges of, you know, only doing stuff when you want to do it. And also, there's a kind of a term for when your self-control runs out. Like, it's technically like a finite resource, and it's called ego depletion. So when you've been, you know, making decisions all day, or resisting temptations, or, you know, just going about your day and like having to do stuff even though you didn't want to do it, but it's, you know, there's certain obligations with like your job, your family, you know, friends, family, stuff like that. You get to a point where you're so fatigued, and then when it comes down to doing something you know you need to do, but you don't feel like it because you're so exhausted, and you give into that, that is where you start to build more self-respect, because you're not giving into that feeling of your ego being depleted, if that makes sense. So small acts of discipline, like sticking to a morning routine or resisting that cookie or building resilience, will grow your willpower over time. Honestly, not even feel like discipline is a skill. Like, it's something that has to be learned, because innately as humans, we do not like doing stuff that makes us feel icky or bad or some sort of pain related or negative related emotion. And I don't know about you, but after working all day, I do not want to go to the fucking gym. So it's like you have to start to build the skill to fight the urge of backing out whenever you think about doing something and you don't want to do it, and following through with doing it anyway. And if you want to get into like the nitty-gritty, like in the prefrontal cortex of the brain, that's where like your brain makes decisions. That's the decision maker of the brain. That's kind of where self-control and discipline lives. So it's like, by continuously and regularly staying consistent, we're essentially, you know, training your brain to make discipline easier. It's the same thing with, you know, the gym. Like, as you continue to work out, your body is going to adapt to the stress that you put on the body, making the same workouts that you used to do easier. Like, again, like if you compare yourself to when you started in the beginning, you're going to be like, well, my warm-up weight now is my one rep max was in the very beginning. Like, you get stronger over time with enough consistency and enough times that you continuously challenge yourself. It's the same thing with your brain. Like, your brain is also something that has to be trained over time, or else you're just kind of acting by its regular biological programming and only doing things when it feels convenient for it. And I say it's for the brain at that given time. And a lot of the times, only doing it during those times is not going to get you to the goals when you want to get to them, specifically in a timely manner. And that also ties into the dopamine reward system, where if you constantly give in to only doing things that give you that good feeling, any single time you do something that does not give you that warm feeling is going to feel 10 times more resistant for it to be done, because your brain is only used to getting things or doing things when it wants to do it. And this specific task is not giving it dopamine. So your brain innately is going to think, like, why the fuck am I doing this if there's no happy, good feeling benefit from this, if that makes sense, which then is going to make you even more resentful from doing said action in the first place. To sum it up, discipline is a skill that needs to be learned. But I also don't want you guys to view it as negative, because it is honestly the way to reach your goals. And especially in this day and time where everything is based on, you know, instant gratification, you know, Amazon, you get your shit in 2 days, you know, everything is instant and of a click of a button right now, right now, right now. So it's like, subconsciously, we have these big dreams and these big goals. And, you know, I specifically want to be a millionaire. I want to have my own house. I want to have my own business, stuff like this. And it's like, subconsciously, after consuming all of this stuff, we subconsciously have thought that things happen overnight when they don't. And to reinforce that statement, the only things that we see on social media is the end result. So that, again, subconsciously tells our mind that these people are just popping shit out of thin air. And it's like, we just have to find, you know, this one, that one blueprint, or that one, you know, that one secret that let them do that overnight, because we saw that shit happen overnight. Meanwhile, we did not see the countless hours that they put in relentlessly, you know, month after month, year after year, to get them to be able to create this thing that they can then display in public, you know, for everybody to see. And that's a whole different episode, where it's like, you know, social media is tainting everybody's mind and stuff like that. And I feel like everybody is falling into this, you know, deer in a headlights type state, and everyone's kind of being, you know, manipulated. But that's a different episode. We'll get into that later. But yes, discipline is a skill that needs to be learned. And the more you practice it, the better you're going to get at it. I remember specifically when I was getting my personal training certification, that shit was the most grueling thing I've ever done, for two reasons. One, I didn't believe in myself. And two, it took me two times to actually pass the test, because the first time, because I didn't believe in myself, I wasn't taking my studying seriously, which meant when I did study, I was half-ass paying attention. And two, I wasn't studying as often as I needed to retain the information, because I was not being disciplined to study on such of a frequent basis where I could retain the information and pass the test. So I failed it. And then I took that to heart, because already, like, that me failing that just reinforced the limiting beliefs that I already had. And I think I waited like a whole year to take it again. And then I took it again. And then the second time was even more grueling, because I was like, I'm going to fail this shit again. Holy fuck. But then I did things differently the second time, mostly because I was in a situation where the place I was working at that time was such a toxic environment. It was so toxic to the point where, like, I was in therapy and, like, I was like questioning my existence, if you can read through the lines. And I needed to get out, because I was like, if I stay here any longer, it's going to get real bad real quick. So I literally created a plan. I was like, I'm going to study 1% every single day. And I mean 1%, because in the actual program, the way it would like show your progress was like based on a percentage of like how much stuff you read. It was different for every single chapter, but based on how much you read, it would go up by a certain percent. So I created a plan. I was like, I'm going to study 1-2% every single day for 5 days out of the week so I can get my personal training certification. And at first, I didn't think it was going to work. But over time, the more I did it, even though I didn't feel like doing it, the more I continued to, you know, be motivated because I saw the results. Like I saw that even though I was doing it when I didn't want to do it, I would look back 2-3 weeks, you know, in the future, and I'd be like, holy shit, I flew by this chapter like real quick because like I was staying committed to the plan I created in the beginning to practice discipline over and over and over again. And over time, like it got easier to study when I didn't want to study because it eventually turned from, you know, feeling resistance when I was studying to feeling almost a sense of like liberation because I was sitting there studying and I was like, I know I don't want to do this right now, but I also know the more I continue to do this when I don't feel like doing it, the closer it's going to get me to the end goal of what I want to achieve faster than what I would have if I did not attain to the schedule that I created in the beginning. You're also going to have a low threshold for it in the beginning. And the more times you do it, again, it's a muscle. The more times you do it and the more times you practice it, the higher your threshold is going to be. Burnout is still a thing. Like, that's why you cannot be perfect. There's a difference between, you know, consistency, discipline, and, you know, perfection. And you're not a robot. Your 100% looks different every single day. But that also does mean you still need to show up regardless of how you feel. You can still show up, but it's like if you only have 50% that day, show up with that 50% that you still had to show up, which means you still did practice discipline. So again, burnout is still a thing. You still do need to rest. I firmly believe, like, just like you have to put gas in a car to keep driving, you need to put gas in yourself, rest up in order to keep going. We're fucking human. I can't perform at 110% every single day. Like, I got one life shit happening and that's just not realistic. So yeah, circling back to your threshold being low, you have to start slow, but be consistent at the same time. So again, building discipline doesn't mean you have to like overhaul your entire life in one go. Like, again, that's not realistic. Start small, you know, start with very, very small, manageable changes and working your way up the scale. Like, maybe that's waking up 20 minutes earlier or doing a 10-minute meditation like throughout the day. The key is consistency, and success compounds over time. And as you see progress, your discipline muscle grows. But then also, like I was saying, how motivation is a byproduct of discipline. The more you are disciplined, the more results you will see. Therefore, the more motivated you will feel to continue to be disciplined because you continue to see results. You see what I mean? Motivation is the byproduct of discipline. The more you are disciplined, the more you see results, and the more motivated you feel to continue to be disciplined to continue to see results in the future. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. But also, like I was saying in the beginning, how I set like a plan, you need to set clear goals and also deadlines. Deadlines is very, very important as well, because a lot of the times we'll be like, oh, I'll do this. But then it's like, you don't give yourself when you need to do it by. So it's like, that'll also give you an excuse to slack off or not be as disciplined because we don't have something, a set goal of when it needs to be done by. You need to set a goal and a deadline for accountability for yourself. And even if that's just like posting it on social media, no one really gives a shit. If you need to do that for accountability for yourself, then do it. But yes, we're going to set clear goals, and it needs to be like very, very clear. Like, it cannot be vague. Like, if you're serious about building discipline, you need to be specific, specific. Like, instead of saying like, oh, I want to be healthier, you need to set a goal, something like, I will exercise for X amount of minutes 4 times a week. Like, it needs to be very clear and attainable. There is actually an example of something called a SMART goal, which is something that we learn about as personal trainers and nutrition coaches. And it teaches us about, you know, how setting goals properly, because a lot of the times we as humans don't set goals properly because it lacks one or more of the core values of how to set a goal, which leads us to veering off of track to attaining that goal. So it needs to be clear and it needs to have a deadline. So I tell my clients all the time, like, they'll be like, oh, I just want to be skinny. I'm like, that is not a very clear goal, because you can, that just leaves your mind up to its own mercy to dilly-dally and create this imaginary, you know, plan of how it's going to attain it. And then it's like, it's because it's imaginary and there's no set structure and your brain loves structure, it's not going to happen. And then also you need to create a routine. The routines are like the hack for discipline. So like when something becomes part of your daily life, you don't have to think about it anymore. Like it's pretty much automatic. So like creating a, you know, morning or evening ritual that aligns with your goals and you stick to them, eventually they'll become habits that require less mental effort to continue to do it. I remember when I was first getting into, you know, fitness and stuff like that, I was like, you know, I'm going to start taking vitamins. But it was like, it was very much on and off because I didn't have a clear routine as to when I was going to take it. Sometimes, you know, I would take it one time on Monday, maybe once on Thursday, and then would be like, well, shit, this isn't really doing anything. So I made a routine of like, I'm going to take my vitamins after my very last meal every single night before I go to bed. And now, like, I don't even think about doing it. I'm just like automatically downing magnesium and multivitamins with my chicken and rice and, you know, my soup and shit like that. And I'm like, holy shit, I didn't even think about doing this. I'm just like innately doing it. And the more you do that, the more it'll become almost second nature to do the things that you need to do to get to the goal that you want to achieve. And also something that I feel like is one of the most beneficial things is removing temptations. Especially if it hinders achieving your goal. So like if you're trying to lose weight, removing temptations, what's probably the number one temptation is, you know, eating junk food and stuff like that. And again, you still have to have some sort of grace between, you have to be careful of like how you have relationships with food. Like you don't need to view foods as good or bad, but you do need to view foods as these sets of foods have these sets of macronutrients, and these sets of foods are not as beneficial to get me to where I want to go in the future or to achieve this specific goal. These sets of foods have these sets of macronutrients, and these sets of foods are more beneficial to consume to get me to where I want to be in the future. So it's like the same thing with, for me, it was getting my personal training certification or, you know, going out or playing video games. And I was like, these things have certain benefits, but these things also have certain benefits. Which one is going to benefit you more to help you attain the goal that you want to achieve in the future? And also, discipline is just easier when you don't have to constantly rely on willpower alone. So it's like limiting yourself or, you know, removing the temptations in general is just going to help things flow a lot easier. And also, don't beat yourself up for a slip up. Like, we are not robots. I iterate this to all of my clients all of the time. We cannot be perfect. And it's like a lot of us try to do that. And then it's like when we slip up, we're just like, fuck it. This is too much. And I'm like, dude, no, it is okay to slip up. We do not have to start all the way over just because you slipped up once. If we start to slip up a little bit more often, then we can stop and reevaluate and change the things that we've been doing so we can find a better plan to get us to where we want to be in the future faster or more efficiently. But you will slip up, point blank period. It's going to happen. Sorry. Not sorry. But you're going to have days where you fall off track, and that's totally okay. The important thing is, though, to get back on track as soon as possible, and don't let one day turn into a bad week, and don't let one day or bad week determine your entire worth. Okay. That does not mean just because you fucked up, you know, one time or two times or three times or whatever, does not mean you will fuck up indefinitely to not be able to get to where you want to be. But yeah, discipline can be used in so many different aspects, like physical health, you know, work, productivity, relationships, personal development. Clearly me, that's where I have to practice it the most, is personal development, because it's like I have all of these big dreams, all of these big goals, you know, have my own business, do this, do that. And it's like, it's going to take the death of your old self and so much discipline to get to where you want to be. And it's hard. Like, it's hard. Like, and it's like, I also see on social media where it's like the fact that people don't have as strong of a disciplinary skill, they almost, you know, get put down or shamed upon, where it's like, everyone started somewhere. Why the fuck are you being an asshole? And it's like they make profit by tearing people down when it's like they were probably in that position to begin with. I don't like that shit. That's why I don't fucking like social media that much anymore. Again, like, social media is very much, can be very toxic and very harmful to those that are trying to build that skill of discipline, especially, like I was saying earlier, when they see shit pop up out of the blue and they then expect what they want to do pop up out of the blue, and then they get upset and then they give up and then they start the whole process over again. It's about starting small, being consistent, you know, setting clear goals and deadlines, creating some sort of routine, removing those temptations, and forgiving yourself for slip-ups, because we are not robots. I wish we were, but we're not. But I also want to start giving you guys like some sort of resource to help you guys with, you know, the topic based on whatever we're talking about on the podcast episode. And since we're talking about discipline, I have a resource to give you guys, and it's a book called The Power of Discipline by Daniel Walter. This was a book I got a long time ago, and I was very much struggling with discipline heavy. So I was like, I need help. I was like, Jesus, help me, please. So I was just looking through books, and it's a pretty short read. I think it's like 130 pages, but the stuff that's in there is so valuable in terms of being able to turn it into action right away. And he walks through like the mental process of how you're feeling, the steps you need to take, and the process of change in order to get to the disciplinary state of where you want to be. It's a very, very good book. So, The Power of Discipline by Daniel Walter, go check it out. And then also another one, this isn't directly correlated to discipline, like there isn't discipline in the title, but there's aspects of it in the book, and it's called The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. Same type of aspect. He talks about a lot of different things that can help you with the process of growth and growing into the person you want to become. And whether that's, you know, discipline, you know, vulnerability and learning, you know, just a lot of different personal development topics. And it was honestly a really, really good book. I don't remember super, super too detailed much about it, just because I read it so long ago, but I do open it like from time to time just to read certain chapters, because I do like to, you know, annotate and like bookmark certain things. So I like read certain chapters in there when I feel like I need a retouch. But those two are really, really good if you want to start somewhere on your disciplinary growth process. But yeah, at the end of the day, just try to be as consistent as possible. Like, your 100% is going to look different every single day. So don't be too hard on yourself when you can't give X amount when you did the day before that or the week before that. It's just about consistently and showing up regardless of when you feel like it or not. But the amount of how you show up is perfectly fine, because it's the fact that you continue to show up regardless. It's about building the habit of doing it time and time again. And it's going to look different every time, but that's okay. It's the fact that you showed up in general. All right. So whether you're, you know, looking to run a marathon or write a book or simply just become more focused and intentional as a person, just remember, it's not about being motivated all the time. It's just about showing up, you know, day in, day out, and trusting the process, because discipline is a skill. And just like any skill, it's going to get better with practice. So thank you guys for tuning in for today's episode of The Lessons I've Learned. Please be sure to subscribe, leave a review, leave 5 stars, hit that download button. The download button helps a lot. And share this podcast with someone who you feel might need a little extra push to get disciplined. I'd also want to note, like, typically I upload episodes every Monday. I just had a few flukes here and there just because I've been traveling and stuff like that. But typically it's going to be every Monday. So be on the lookout for that. That's the schedule moving forward. If you have any questions that you would like answered, I have an anonymous Q&A. I'll put the link in my show notes below, or you can find it on my bio on Instagram. So my link to Instagram is going to be at JN Carmon, C-A-R-M as in Mary, O-N. You can look on there. I'll put it in there, but I'll also put it in the show notes, so don't even worry. But it's an anonymous Q&A. You can ask any sort of questions you like answered on the podcast. I'll do a Q&A once a few more submissions get submitted to the podcast. I think there's only a couple right now, but as it starts to fill up, I'll do a whole episode on it. So if you want those answered, feel free to send that in. But in the meantime, that is going to be it for today. If you enjoyed, leave a like, hit that subscribe button, leave 5-star reviews, and then hit that download button for me, okay? Until then, I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.